If your vibe is the earlier the better, Lowe's early Black Friday deals are a no-brainer. Get up to 35% off select major appliances, and rewards members get free delivery, haul-away, basic installation, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 11/4. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. LG member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Ukraine crisis. Selena Zito writes the Middle of Somewhere column for the Washington Examiner. She also writes for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the New York Post. Takes us through her colleagues to Ukraine, to a moment early in the conflict when orphans were at risk. And then the hero showed up for 72 hours. These are men who practice in and out of danger. The man we're going to meet first is a veteran, Tyler Marrett, his friend Vlad Finn, and a small group, as Selena describes them, I would say a large-hearted small group of U.S. veterans of the Aerial Recovery Group. Selena, you've met people I know exist, but to meet them in person, when they first heard about the invasion, did they know what they were going to do? Did they see it in their minds how to do this? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, they may not have known the exact details. However, they did know that they needed to be involved. And that's sort of the first remarkable understanding of people like Tyler Marrett, like Vlad Finn, and like the Aerial America Rescue Group, who traditionally never go, even though they're made of mostly veterans, they traditionally don't get involved in conflict areas. They go to places like Haiti after an earthquake, but rescue children who have been orphaned by the situation. This was a very different sort of tactical vision of themselves. But they rose to the occasion, and I talked to them last night. They were on an airplane on their way over again.
Yes, we're looking at a photograph accompanying Selena's story. Josh Brock, Vlad Finn, Tyler Merritt, and James Zumwalt. They're at the Poland-Ukraine border. This is right at the beginning of the conflict. They have a van. It has a Red Cross on it. But they're going into what you'd have to say is a profound unknown, because they're traveling across a border that no longer has significance to the Russian invaders. Selena, my understanding is where they were headed was where the orphans are. What was their contact? How did they know to find them? Because there's a tragedy inside this story.
Well, Vlad Finn knew this area, knows the country well, because this is where he came from. He was adopted as a 15-year-old and lived the bulk of his life in an orphanage. To really understand how profound it is, it's very rare that a 15-year-old is adopted. And by that age, you know, people who are looking for children traditionally are looking for, you know, babies or toddlers, you know, someone that will grow up with their family. But he and his younger brother were adopted at the ages of 9 and 15. So he knew where the orphanages were. He knew the vulnerabilities. And so he served as sort of a guide or a fixer to help these veterans locate and rescue and move these orphans not out of the country, but to safer places in the country.
Right. These orphans qualify for the UN category of internally displaced persons. And that is the largest number, my understanding, these last weeks. Not people who've left Poland, but people who are still Ukraine, who are still in Ukraine, not crossing the border out of Ukraine. Now, there is a tragedy that's hard to account for, but here it is, the testimony from Mr. Marrett, that there was a caregiver and two caregivers and a driver exiting the city, Kharkiv, I believe, and the Russians stopped them and executed two of the caregivers. Is there an explanation for that from Marrett or Finn?
No, there isn't. But these caregivers, some of these children are the only caregivers they have known their entire lives, were shot right in front of them. And those children saw that.
it really doesn't make any sense why a van full of children. Well, and in any event, there it is to be investigated in coming years. There are many war crimes that we're hearing about now. This looks very specific with testimony from eyewitnesses. We come now to their thinking now that the war has moved on considerably since the early days. They're going back to bring orphans out of the country or to move them around in the country, given that they're now shooting missiles at Lviv. That's why I ask.
The latest they have told me is that they're still continuously moving children within the country. And that's the agreement they have made with the Ukrainian government. So at this moment, as far as the latest report, and I spoke to Tyler yesterday, they are moving them within the country.
The firm, the company founded is called Nine Line, and its mission is patriotic and military support of clothing and gear to employ area veterans in Savannah, Georgia. But these men are a completely different version of Nine Line. Good heavens, Selena, it's extremely dangerous what they're doing. And we will wait for the next episode. I move now to something. I mean, it's what you can do in the reporting these days. I move to something that is also significant for the state of Pennsylvania, Keystone State. And this is the Senate seat that is open because of the retirement of the very much admired senator right now, Mr. Toomey. So what we're looking at here is a primary on the Republican side. We've spoken to that. Now there is a primary on the Democratic side as well. And Selena reintroduces me to a very unusual Democrat. His name is John Fetterman. When I met him the first time, Selena, the vivid part was that he was helping steelworkers revive their dreams. Why is he an outlier in the Democratic Party today?
Well, I think what is interesting about Mr. Fetterman is that if you visually look at him, he's 6'8". He looks like he could be a linebacker. He has tattoos on both of his arms, and he loves to wear bowling shirts and cargo shorts as opposed to suits and ties. Why is that important? Well, he is the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. But he has a very interesting message on economic populism that crosses over towards what working class voters have been looking at with the Republican Party in the past 10 years. So he does have that interesting crossover appeal. And I think Mr. Fetterman has been largely underestimated by his own party. They've never particularly warmed to him. He first became on the stage in Pennsylvania when he ran and won for mayor of the city of Braddock by one absentee vote way back in, I think it was like 2009. They are behind Connor Lamb, who they see as the rightful heir and the right person to be the Democrat nominee for this race. However, polling after polling shows that Fetterman is much more popular among Democratic primary voters. In Pennsylvania, only Democrats can vote in the Democratic primary. Only Republicans can vote in the Republican primary.
I'm speaking with Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, and the New York Post. She publishes in all three publications, and we're talking about, first of all, heroes to Ukraine, but now we're talking about the peculiar and challenging politics of the Keystone State. And we want to continue this conversation because what Selena's articles develop over time is that Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, has unusual Democrats and unusual Republicans. And when we come back, we'll meet two of them. We'll continue our conversation about John Fetterman contesting in the primary for the open Senate seat against the popular Connor Lamb. And then the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who you will not be surprised, is in fact a Keystoner. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.